Now, as I recall, last week you were looking at suffragettes. And this week you're going to be looking at some people, well, other flighty people, because you're looking at, Stomaris Eritrome, is that right? Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That was bad.
It was bad.
I won't let it put me off. I'll carry on. Yes.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
Stomaris Aerodrome. Mm. This is actually the best preserved World War One aerodrome in the whole of Europe. So they tell us. It's undergoing a renovation program at the moment. So your listeners might want to make a note to keep in touch with what's happening and maybe plan a visit in the future. Some of the buildings are actually listed. They're graded buildings. And it was very much in use during World War One. And we've all seen those pictures of those flimsy planes held together with sellotape and rubber bands. Well, they flew in the First World War. Embryonic Air Force just started up. And the man in charge, the commander of Stomaris Aerodrome, was a young man of 19. 19 years of age. Lieutenant Claude Ridley. 19, he'd already won a military cross and a distinguished service order.
Good heavens above.
Quite incredible.
Yes.
And they were flying on sorties from that aerodrome during the First World War. And today they're very keen to make sure that what happened there is not forgotten. And I think one of the quite sobering statistics from that time is that one squadron alone lost 10 men during the First World War. And as we know, the First World War was really, the Air Force was only getting off the ground. So
yes.
10 men lost during flying from just one aerodrome. So it's an incredibly interesting story. They're determined to preserve the aerodrome for visitors so people get an idea of what it was like to be an airman in World War One.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And what are you going to be looking at next week?
Well, next week we're getting serious. It's the Epping sausage scandal.
Oh, that must be serious.
It's serious.
Okay, right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.